Thank you for calling the Hair Elector Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello.
Hi, Emmanuel. I have a new claimant on the line, Tanya Kennedy.
I'm here to help. Thank you.
Okay,
Hi,
thanks.
Tanya.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi, Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm here, you haven't already started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, I
Okay.
will. I never find anything. I don't know
Now,
anything about it.
was it you or a family member that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years?
That was me.
Okay, and which of the following have you been diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Very sorry to hear that. And what state do you reside in?
I stay in Minnesota.
I'm sorry?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, so you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Minnesota. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. I bet it's cold there right now. Probably.
It is. It's not a lot of snow yet, but it's definitely freezing.
Okay. Yeah, we dipped down to like the low mid 40s very early morning, but we're still like 60 in the afternoon, so it's not too bad where we're at over here.
Well, we have craziness because it's like 40 one day, and then now it's like -7, but it feels like -17. So,
Oof, I can't even imagine it being zero, let alone negative.
It's car to the job, car to the house, definitely no outside wiggle room.
Oh no, I imagine not. And then let me go to this next section. What date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed June the 25th of 2017.
Okay, and then let me just check the statute of limitations for Minnesota. One second. Okay, we're good to go there. So 06/25/2017. And then at what facility or medical center or hospital did you get diagnosed?
I got diagnosed at M Health Fairview Ridge Hospital.
Okay, the one on Nicolet Boulevard.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Let me type in the address right here. And then what was your doctor's name?
Kimberly Gerton, Gerten.
Gerten.
Yeah, Gerten.
Okay, perfect. I see her here. Let me plug that in. And then let me go to this next section. And then just to confirm here, you used the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed, were you? Did you?
Yes, I
Okay.
use
And
it several times a year.
on average, how many times a year would you say you use the product?
Oh, over 12 times a year.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, or no?
No.
And do you know any other friends or family that used the product that ended up getting sick like you, or not really?
No.
Okay.
Not with ovarian, no.
And then, roughly around what year would you say you started using the product?
I'd say around 06.
Okay, around 2006. And then when did you stop using the product?
About 2017 when I went to go check out my issues I was having.
Sure, okay. And so that is about
11 years.
11 years, yeah. Now, did you primarily use it at home or did you go to a salon?
Both, but primarily at home.
Primarily at home. Okay. And then do you recall what brand you would primarily use?
Yeah, just for me.
Just for me. Okay, I see it here. And then just to confirm here, your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments did you receive?
I had chemo for a minute, and I had some morphine. They gave me morphine, and I just got regular checkups. You know,
around what date would you say the chemo started?
I would say the chemo started right after. So the diagnosis was like the 25th.
So maybe by the 30th you were getting your first treatment?
Yeah, right away. It wasn't.
Okay. And then you were treated at the same facility that you were diagnosed, were you, by the same doctor? Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming. Let me plug that in here real quick. And let me plug this in here. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then I have your name spelled T-O-N-Y-A, last name K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, Kennedy?
Yeah, like the president.
Gotcha. And then and then your email shows Tony Kennedy 824 at
Tanya.
Okay. They missed
it. Tanya, it's the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I put the A there.
Perfect. Tanya Kennedy 824 at gmail.com then. And then your cell phone is this 651-775-9764?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would be your current mailing address?
9964 Hamlet Lane, Cottage Grove, 55016.
Okay, and that's in Washington County, right?
Yes.
All right, and we're just about down here, a couple more sections. This next one asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yeah, you can do that. You can put my sister.
Do you live with your sister or no?
Yes.
Okay, and her name?
Sonia. Actually, this is like Sonya Kennedy.
Okay. S-O-N-Y-A.
Yes.
That's funny. So T-O-N-Y-A and then S-O-N-Y-A. Are you guys twins or
something? My mom. No, my mom was a triplet and she named
Sonya. That's so neat. Yeah,
my mom was. Hello?
Yeah, my mom was a twin and her mom, my grandma, was a twin. That's crazy, though. Triplets are something else.
Yeah, they were a minute apart. And, Janet, Annette, and Lynette.
Identical triplets?
Identical triplets, yeah.
That's wild.
In 1957 was a big deal.
Yeah, that's wild. That's very neat.
Yeah, now there's so many kids who come out. But back then, that was a big special thing, you know. They were the talk of the town.
And then what is her phone number?
Oh, 651-434-5666.
Okay, and then the last portion here is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
11-22-76.
11-22-76. And then the social?
456-373714.
456-373714.
14.
Okay. I'm going to send you an automated text message with a DocuSign. It's going to come to you electronically via email and via text message. And then you can open up either one. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to go next. But I do see it was sent, so if you didn't get notified, let me know, and I'll try resending it.
Just going with the welcome to doc messages.
That's the one.
All right. So I just click the link.
Yep, that's correct. You'll click the link and follow the prompts on it.
Okay. case, yes. Oh, yeah, that's small.
Oh, yeah, it's small. And once you get to the yellow submit button, if you press it and nothing happens, then it means we might have missed a click somewhere else.
Oh, okay. So when it says finished, I submit it, and let's see what it is. I'm still going through. It's got my name here. If it's in red, is it okay if it's in red? Is my name printed in red?
Yep. You'll only need to tap where it's highlighted in yellow.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Let's see what that one. Signature. Yeah, it looks like it's done. You're done signing.
Okay, yep, I see it was completed. So you're all set for now. In about a week's time or so, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves and then to more importantly, to double check the work that we sent them, make sure there is no spelling errors. So even though their call will be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call because they want to reconfirm everything to make sure it's correct in their system. So again, you'll hear from them in about a week's time or so. Other than that, you're set for the day. Obviously stay as warm as you can and you're all set. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.